Through the facilities of Station WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in bringing you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music in the modern idiom of jazz. Yes, direct from the new Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, we bring you Stan Kenton's interpretations of contemporary music. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. And now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you. Oh, yes, and one thing that I didn't explain to you people here in the auditorium is this means a cutoff. Ladies and gentlemen listening in here over NBC, we're playing tonight in a thing that's called an arena, but it is so big that even a lot of the audience are using radios to hear what's going on the stage here. Well, we do hope that you enjoyed this evening's concert in miniature, and we are bringing, as the first number here, something that has been pretty important to us for some time. It starts with some Chile music sound. Oh, beg your pardon, Latin American sounds here, and Frank Rosalina will be establishing a melody. Once more, fellas, this will be on downbeat, Francesca. Good, Frankie. I enjoyed the message, especially on the end. It's quite wonderful to have such cheerful remarks. This next composition is so difficult for me to introduce because it was written by an alto saxophone player that was once in this orchestra that is now in the Army. His name is Lenny Niehaus and has been played by another alto saxophone player in the orchestra. His name is Lee Konitz. But because Lee Konitz is being a father to a brand new baby at the moment and suffering terribly, we are switching the thing to a baritone solo by Boots Mazzulli. Now, the problem at the moment is, should I introduce this as solo written by Lenny Niehaus for alto, or should I say solo for baritone, or shall we say, here is solo for alto with Boots Mazzulli's baritone? Oh, I don't know. ¶¶ Take another bow, Boots, please. Thank you. Maynard, will you stand about here, please? That's it. A little closer, please. About there, I'd say. And would you take a deep breath? Not quite that deep. Here's the Maynard Ferguson trumpet. And, of course, the guy that has to play the Maynard Ferguson trumpet is Maynard Ferguson. Well, that's not good, is it? But this is good. Maynard Ferguson's What's New? Men at Ferguson. This moment we felt that possibly we'll do away with a lot of the orchestration and just kind of go for a little free form, that is, from the fellows here, a little freedom of speech. About three soloists, fourth of soloists altogether. There'll be Buddy Childers, Richard Kamuka, he plays tenor saxophone. There'll be Frank Rossolino playing trombone, and near the end there'll be the Count, Connie Condoli, playing some tasty muted sounds with a minor riff. Bags, do you feel the beat? I'd like to hear it. Thank you. you people that are listening in this evening are going to be auditioning something here, because this is presented in the form of an audition. We'd like to ask you what you think here. You don't have to let us know, only through your own feelings and appreciation if you like this new phonograph record that we have recorded here. Of course, we won't use the phonograph record at the moment because we have the musicians here in flesh, so we'll use the musicians in their flesh to recreate this thing that is now a material thing, a phonograph record. Here's the version of Taboo. That's Taboo. We are still very much a part of this tour here that is called The Big Show of 1952, with Nat Cole and Sarah Vaughan and a group of rather distinguished acts, because we felt almost that the owners and the management should be congratulated on the show. Are the Kangaroos, famous for their fast dancing. Teddy Hale, one of the most colorful of the dancers today in the field of that expression, and Stump and Stumpy, of course, pretty well known. And then there's George Kirby, a very clever gentleman. This evening we played here in Fort Wayne. We move out of here tonight toward Charleston, West Virginia. We play there tomorrow evening. And I'd like to, for the moment, get personal here and say something to a very talented radio announcer from station WOWO. The gentleman is here with us, Pete Matthews, tonight. And Pete, I just want you to know that As soon as you hear our theme song, that will be your cue for your entrance, and you can enter any time after that you wish. Gentlemen, for Mr. Matthews, please, let's have his curtain music, the downbeat.
Thank you, Stanley. You never leave anyone in the lurch, and your music is always uplifting. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern American jazz. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the new Allen County War Memorial Coliseum through the facilities of WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and was directed by Ron Ross. Join us next week at 11:35 Eastern Standard Time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. Truly, modern America's man of music. This is Pete Matthews speaking, and this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.